والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون. صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we beg Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings upon us and enable us to continuously acknowledge and express gratitude for it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I will increase you. A few weeks ago, my respected friends and brothers, we spoke on one aspect called fasad. And we translated the term fasad and we described the different forms of fasad. It was translated as chaos, anarchy, bloodshed, instability, disharmony, whatever other word we want to use in different spheres of a person's life. It could be in his personal life, it could be in his deen, it could be in his home, it could be in his community, it could be in the ummah, it could be in his wealth, it could be in his health, it could be in 101 other places. Nobody likes facade. Nobody likes instability and disharmony. Sometimes the hakim, those people who put their hands on your wrist, and they diagnose you, those hakims we are talking about. When you go, they say, aapke khoon mein fasad hai. That means there is something, there's an imbalance in your blood. And those who have gone to the hakim, they will tell you. Or fasid madda hai. Or there is some kind of matter that has now created the sickness. And a lot of sicknesses come out because of that. Nobody likes that. So like how you find this poisonous and this germs or whatever you want to call elements that are found in a person's blood or in his body, they come about in a community, they come out in a country, and sometimes they come out internationally also. Nobody likes that. Allah also doesn't like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. Allah ta'ala does not like all this type of actions that lead to instability and disharmony and disunity and whatever else it might be. That being said, my respected friends and brothers, there are two or three important things we need to keep in mind. One is that we must make shukr that living in South Africa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has throughout the years given us a fairly good environment to live in, whether it pertains to our individual selves, to our livelihood, and even to our deen. Alhamdulillah, it's very, very good how things are in our country. Situations like this before 1994 and all other apartheid policies and the riots and all those things that happened, it could have just gone in another direction. But Allah Ta'ala was kind to us, and Allah is always kind to us, that after all said and done, we are still standing strong and the Ummah is standing even more stronger. What the Ummah was pre-94 and what the Ummah is now, Alhamdulillah, is much more stronger. But all this, my respected friends and brothers, didn't just come like that, didn't fall from the sky. There were ulama and there were leaders that were in the country, non-ulama leaders and ulama leaders, who had been guiding the ummah through the different phases of its life. And when I speak of ummah, first I'm talking of the South African Muslims generally. They have been guiding us through, alhamdulillah, various phases and giving us directives and instructions and whatever else it might be. This should be done now and this should not be done now. And alhamdulillah, because it was done with sincerity, and because we had vested our confidence in these ulama, we are where we are, alhamdulillah. And that is one of the things we must always keep in mind, my brothers, that when general leadership of ulama and non-ulama unanimously give us direction, then inshallah it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then there is khair, there is goodness in there. So we find that Muslims came from different, you know, paths of different excuses to our country. Some were exiled, for example, in the Cape area. Others came to work in the earlier stages in the sugarcane plantations. They were Muslimin also there, definitely. Then others came as merchants. Others came in which other way it might be. But they all came here, and alhamdulillah, everyone put together their shoulder to the wheel, and alhamdulillah, they reached a situation where today there is something which the whole world is envious of the Muslims of South Africa about. And that is the ability and the peace with which they are living, especially with regard to their deen. There have been upheavals, and Allah protect us. There might be upheavals in the future also. Allah protect us, my brothers. in every aspect of the deen, in every aspect of our life, Muslimin have actually started living, coexisting harmoniously with everybody around them, creating this environment of non-facade, that means a harmonious and a very beautiful environment. That is a ni'mat of Allah. We must not throw it away because of ignorance, because of foolishness, because of being blindfolded. We need to be aware at all times, my respected brothers, that we keep ourselves alert and we do not allow any of these things to be taken away from us because of our own stupidity and our own foolishness. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, we know, I read the ayat, that it's important that we continue to make shukr. And shukr don't only mean, like we said, we make shukr, that we acknowledge and appreciate and safeguard and preserve these things which Allah has given us, and we do not do anything that's going to displease our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala can be displeased in so many ways, my respected friends and brothers. Whether we show ungratefulness, whether we show wasteful, whether we show pride, whether we show aggression to other people, Allah ta'ala can become angry and He can take it away. Allahumma ahfazna. Nevertheless, my brothers, we must continuously speak about this. وَأَمَّا بِالنِّعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثَ. Allah ta'ala says, speak about the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Recount it, recollect it, thank Allah ta'ala. Tell our children about it and be aware of it. If you look at the world stage right now, it is so sad, it's only sadness. It can only lead a person into depression. But alhamdulillah, we've got the most important thing with us, and that is dua. Where we find that we make dua for the people, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's in Syria, whether it's those boat people that we are reading about now, whether it's the Bangladeshis, the Rohingyas, whether it's the Palestinians and a host of other people. And we say, shukr Allah Pak, Allah, you have given us, please don't take away from us. Nevertheless, my respected friends and brothers, also we must remember that while all that is there, in South Africa, we got our own set of problems, which we have to deal from time to time. And people say, you know, we got the drug problem, and you got this problem, and you got this, whatever the problem is. And yes, we have to worry about these problems. But when a problem sometimes comes from outside into our country or endangers our stability and our peace and threatens to take away the harmony that we are living and threatens to create facade, then, my brothers, we must become alert and we must take action in whichever way that we can. And we must advise everybody around us. So, alhamdulillah, in that context, the broader leadership of the South African Ummah, comprising of ulama, non-ulama, various groups that are associated and linked to various political groups, analysts, student groups, and the people that are involved in the media. Their names are many associated to various things, maybe each one working in his own, not normally working with each other. But on this occasion, they have voiced concern about one aspect that is probably threatening the stability and the harmony of the Ummah of South Africa as such. And what is this thing? It is referred to as ISIS. We all are hearing that word ISIS. ISIS. So my respected friends and brothers, a lot of times people have been asking us initially from after last year, August, what is this? We don't know what it is. There's so much of propaganda, mainstream propaganda, ISIS propaganda, people sucking out of their thumbs and saying whatever they want to. But over a period of time, alhamdulillah, the ulama have managed to put together something and to reach some kind of a focused understanding of what this entire group entails. And whatever it is, whatever they are doing, their intentions are best known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But they have got their reasons for whatever they are doing. They are probably also saying that, you know, we want to create peace on the face of the earth and whatever else it might be. They have got their agendas. They have got their reasons for doing whatever they are doing. In the broader context, we leave them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to first of all ask ourselves two questions. How does this people's profile impact on us as Muslimin of the world? And number two, how does this affect us in our country as Muslimin? Because when we are not careful and we act foolish sometimes and we act silly, then our own existence can be threatened by our own selves. Our own good profile of Muslimin that are practicing the deen can be endangered just by some enthusiastic and emotional people who really sincerely want to take forward the cause of Islam. But it is done without proper leadership, without proper guidance, where they, alhamdulillah, they might say, you know, the hadith said that and the Quran said that. But in which context did you understand that? And they take these things and then they run away with it and they can create major, major havoc. So while we have to stand up for the cause of Islam, while we have to preserve the deen of Islam, we must also preserve the deen of Islam in the ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us in this country by not being silly and foolish and doing all funny kinds of things where we endanger everybody. Now, coming back to ISIS, Brother Ibrahim Patel gave a bayan a few days ago. I was not here. Based on that, or forward to that, alhamdulillah, there are a few other things that have come to the fore. And our ulama, and like I mentioned, the groups, the various groups that represent Muslims in whichever way they want to have united and issued a united statement today, which is being read as a national bayan. The idea is to create an awareness and to alert us as Muslimin to be careful with regard to our stance in this matter here. One thing that is happening is a lot of people are attempting to join this particular group, and they are going from South Africa. Now, if we are not careful with regard to our movements and our going out there, my brothers, you are going to endanger the whole Muslim Ummah here. Remember, we are being watched and we are under surveillance. So what we are saying is that be careful with regard to just any group that claims to be taking forward the cause of Islam, marketing themselves through social media and whatever else it might be, and very strongly also, mashallah, propagating their cause, very convincing. We must be careful till we have not got all the facts in front of us and we don't go and give our whole life away to somebody we don't know. How people get caught in scams. People throw away their millions sometimes because such a nice, mashallah, glossy color magazine came and you find a person goes and throws his money away after he comes to know that, you know what, I actually shouldn't have done that. So how can you go throw your life away? How can you go throw your iman away, especially if you don't know who you are dealing with? So my respected friends and brothers, this is the first thing that we want to bring. This is the threat that is facing the Ummah at this point in time. The person that is claiming to be representing, we know very little about him, except that somebody around him appointed him as the Khalifa. And if you look at that kind of appointment of a Khilafat, we should be careful because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has in his one statement and bayan has warned us and to guard against such a kind of a khalifa or just appointing anybody. He says, whoever pledges allegiance to someone not appointed by the consultative process of the believers, not appointed by the consultative process of the believers. So in one corner of one part of Iraq or Syria, some people got together and said, this is our new khalifa. That is not a consultative process. Neither he nor the one to whom he pledged allegiance are to be followed. And this is the most important part. He must not follow out of fear of foolishly exposing themselves to being killed with them. So that is what we are saying. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has given us this directive. Just be careful. Allah must have put it in his heart. We know when Umar radiallahu anhu used to speak with the foresight that Allah Ta'ala had inspired him with, about which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said. So he probably could foresee Allah Ta'ala through his nur of firasat and foresight, put this into Umar radiallahu anhu's heart for him to have made such a statement that people will jump up from time to time and claiming to represent whoever, but when someone wants to represent the whole world without the world putting him there, the man is a major suspect. Also, my respected friends and brothers, we spoke about fasad earlier in the bayan, where people go and they cause havoc, and they cause murder, and they cause bloodshed, and they cause destruction to various people and to properties and so forth. This ISIS magazine is called Dabiq. I was shown a copy of it, alhamdulillah. One of the magazines says that, it is mentioned there, every Muslim should go out of his house, find a crusader that is a Christian or a Jew and kill him. It is important that the killing becomes attributed to patrons of the Islamic State who have obeyed its leadership. Now, that's not what Islam teaches us. That's not what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. That's not what the Khulafa taught us. Even when Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid and others, when they attended, or when they went to conquer these places of Damascus, and when they conquered other parts of Sham, they never made this their mission to kill any of those people. In fact, they gave security to everybody else. Then also when it comes to the fighting on the battlefield, murdering of women and of children and of old people was something that was discouraged. In fact, it was prohibited, discouraged is a mild word, prohibited by the great Sahaba and the great Khulafa. So my respected friends and brothers, again, we said there's a lot of information coming, but based on the propaganda of these people on the social media, on themselves, which they have said, where they marched a whole lot of Christians and chopped them up, or whoever else it was, whoever they did that to, even if it was the Shias who people have a difference with, that is definitely not what is supposed to be done, because you don't just go around killing people. And if you justify it and say in the hadith it was like that, and the Quran said like that, selectively, without understanding the underlying background and the context in which these things are mentioned, then you're giving Islam a very, very, very bad name. In the sense that the Quran, we know, we say Islam is a religion of peace. And then to go out and just say that this is what we are going to be doing, and this is what we do, and this is how our swords are going to be drenched and dripping with blood and whatever else it might be, then as Muslimin, my respected friends and brothers, it is very, very negative for us to actually face anybody, because this is not what Islam was about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this wanton murder. He says, killing Muslims, one is to kill non-Muslim, which is not justified. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, that people who kill Muslimin deliberately, intentionally, then فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا, then their retribution is Jahannam forever and ever. So in this way, my respected friends and brothers, in the light of what has been coming, which we can say this much is authentic and this is not correct and this is un-Islamic, the advice that is coming from the Muslim leadership, again, I'm repeating this, let us not think we are too smart and too clever and we can make our own decision. Allah Ta'ala has put leaders from past, they were there, and they will be leaders in the future. We small little fellows will just fall off by the wayside, and Allah Ta'ala will let the real and the true deen prevail. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. The deen will prevail, my respected friends and brothers. And this direction and this guidance, alhamdulillah, is unanimously coming from those people who represent the Muslimin in various forums and in various ways. And this is such a united front that is coming. So we as Muslimin and of South Africa specifically should guard, be careful of what statements we make, be careful where we get lured, be careful where we're going, and do not fall prey to any kind of propaganda that comes our way. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, that this warning is coming to us through the hearts of our leaders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.